From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, President Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American public to lay out his vision for not only his remaining months in office, but for the future of the United States. The president said in an Oval Office video previewing his address that he's never been more optimistic about the path that the United States is on. It's that optimism that White House officials say will be showcased when the president addresses the nation for his last State of the Union Tuesday. VOA will carry live coverage of the president's speech beginning Wednesday at 2 hours universal time. Algerian security forces arrested seven Islamist gunmen on Tuesday in the remote southern area of In Aminas, which is close to the gas plant where a deadly attack took place in January 2013, according to the country's defense ministry. The statement did not link the militants with any group, but Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb and small pockets of the Islamic State-affiliated fighters operate in some parts of Algeria, according to an OPEC producer of oil and gas. Weapons and three vehicles were seized during the ambush of the gunmen. A new study says more than half of the children in war-ravaged South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday that 51% of kids between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. Oil dived Tuesday close to $30 on abundant crude supplies as OPEC member Nigeria called for an emergency meeting to address collapsing prices that have ravaged revenues. In late afternoon deals, New York's benchmark West Texas Intermediate for February delivery tanked to $30.10 a barrel, the lowest level since December 2003. This is VOA News.